is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, and our monthly update from the city of Kemmer. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, you know what? I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Fantastic.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, I always appreciate your time this morning, Brian. A lot going on in Kemmer that you and the council, the mayor, and everybody's trying to keep track of. A lot of things happening.
A lot. That's an understatement.
Well, I guess we got to start with the nuclear power. I've had a chance to talk with some other people about this, but first time you and I have had the chance to chat. Last time we talked, you were hoping that the announcement would be made, and well, it was. So congratulations to you and to the city of Kemmer.
Thank you. Yeah, we're ecstatic is the word. We've got, I mean, obviously this nuclear plant has a 60-year life, so obviously it creates a stable, prosperous future for our community, which is exactly what we needed right at the time we needed it. So
yeah, absolutely. So you know, of course, it's going to be a few years of a process to get this thing going and operational. So what have your conversations been with TerraPower and Rocky Mountain Power since the announcement, and now the hard work really begins, right, in getting ready for this?
Yes, actually, they've already got boots on the ground here. In fact, they've got people testing things out there, and I think soil and that kind of thing. And also, Rita Meyer actually came here on Monday with TerraPower. She has been with Rocky Mountain Power, but she's actually their project lead on the coordination efforts, and she's already pumped a lot of enthusiasm into us, and she's working on trying to get some timelines for us, get some more specifics. Obviously, you got to go through the permitting process, and then the construction process, and then the employee training process. So all of that over a number of years is going to take place, and so we've already. The good news is too that we've already seen an uptick in demand for our commercial as well as residential real estate, and so one of the positive good side effects of all this is we had someone who was working on a phase two development of Animal Bridge that's ready to move forward even more now. So with obviously demand for property and that kind of thing, so yeah. We're really excited, and we just got to do everything we can to, you know, our role is to, you know, try to work with the county as well. Of course, it's actually going to be on county land, but we're going to be impacted significantly with our roads, with our hotels, and with our real estate, and so we've got to be prepared for all the things that we need to do on our end to be a good support to this project.
You know, Brian, you mentioned real estate, and one of the things that TerraPower has mentioned is the amount of people that will be involved in the actual construction process once it gets to that phase, and that means you got to find a place to house those workers. And so, as you work with Diamondville and Lincoln County together on that, what are some of the plans in place to make that a possibility?
Well, actually, as of this week, there was one of our manufactured home communities is already planning on bringing in 50 new homes for that. So, but also, you know, and it, of course, Lincoln County and also Opal and everyone, they've got some real estate, of course, too. But some other capacity that we have as well is we need to remember, and this was part of our proposal, that, you know, you win a county in Evanston, and they have a lot of people that are places for people to stay and things like that. And also, you know, we've got other neighbors. We've got Cokeville. They're not too far away, and they're going to be a resource to us. And, you know, there's other neighboring communities, some in Utah, Randolph, and others, you know, that do have capacity and workers and places for people to stay. And so I think we've done this before. And I think we're even more prepared in many ways because a lot of our hotels and motels, you know, they've had a lot of high vacancy, and so there's capacity there as well. There's apartment complexes that we're trying to encourage owners of to refurbish and all of that. So I think it's going to come together. The nice thing is we've got a lot of time. There's no You know, it's not, we're not panicking, we're just planning, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir on the phone with us this morning. Brian, anything else about this nuclear plant coming to Kemmer that you'd like to mention?
I think one thing we need to remember is let's not forget our coal-fired power plant, and let's not forget those employees, and let's also remember our coal industry. Our coal industry is actually on the upswing, if you haven't heard. The price of coal has gone up. Apparently, there's a lot more demand for coal than people had planned for. Price of natural gas is up, which makes coal even more in demand. And so I think we need to remember our coal community, and we're all already doing some things and had been doing some things to try to help that keep going and try to innovate in that way as well. So a lot of people, if you kind of want to know our long-term plans for not just the nuclear, but also for coal, the coal-fired community, as well as the exporting of coal and all those kind of things, you can go up on to, we have a website called Invest Kemmer Diamondville that has our strategic plan, and we have a lot of plans, and we're trying to execute those plans right now to try to keep, we need those jobs, and a lot of those folks are going to be trained, of course, as well, to go work at the nuclear plant and security or other areas if they want to, and there's education opportunities available through Western Wyoming Community College, and so that's in the works as well. So I think there's a lot of hard work that needs to go to play as well for the coal community.
Absolutely. And of course, we've talked extensively about the possibility of the coal to products and that those types of industries that are still in the works, if I understand correctly, still a possibility.
Could you say that again? I'm sorry.
The coal to products. We've talked about that industry.
Oh, yes.
I'm assuming that's one. Yeah, I'm assuming that's one of the industries you're talking about there. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, there's coal to products. There's coal exporting there, and there's other sources for. There's hydrogen as well. There's lots of opportunities for coal and CO2 and those kinds of things. Carbon capture, utilization, and storage. So we're continuing to work on those, and not to forget. I do, you may know that there's a solar farm not too far from us in Cokeville that's going up to an 80 megawatt solar farm, and we're getting ready for that too, trying to measure the impact. That'll give us a good, actually, test drive this summer to try to help us, you know, what, as construction workers come in, it'll help us learn and figure out ways to deal with increased traffic and usage of our resources in our community.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, appreciate your time and a busy, busy schedule, especially as of recent. So thank you so much. Anything we missed you wanted to mention?
The only thing, the good news is the snow is falling in Kemmer, and we got our new snow plows here just in time. We had some really old snow plows. We're to kind of nurse them along all these years, and we've got some new snow plows, and we've been training the employees on how to use them, and so bring on the snow, bring on the moisture, and let's embrace the winter now. So.
Absolutely. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. It's part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network.